This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Gee, it's so nice to be here not knowing what I'm doing. Because the reason for that is it helps with reference to the subject of my sermon. You know, we just read, one of the things that I have found over the last 30 years of ministry is that it is a very difficult thing to talk about what it is that we believe. Have you ever noticed that? That we talk about holy things, but we don't really have adequate holy words to talk about them. And this morning, Jesus, in his parable, said, "The kingdom of heaven is like sowing seed." And he said several of these types of parables over time, not knowing how else to talk about God things. He used metaphor. He used parable. And I don't know if you've had the same trouble that I've had over the last 30 years, but when people ask me what I believe in God, about heaven, and you know, as a hospice chaplain, you probably might imagine that I talk a lot about heaven. And people who are getting closer to the heavenly journey talk to me about what heaven is about. And so we really don't have any words other than earthly words to talk about holy things. Have you ever noticed that? And it's tough. I was talking with one of my nurses who was telling me that about a patient, and she says, "Are you preaching this Sunday?" I said, "Yes." And she says, "Well, what are you preaching on?" I said, "I'm preaching on the kingdom of heaven." And she said, "You are? Have you seen the DVD or the CD or whatever they call these things nowadays? I think it's a DVD called Close Encounters of the God Kind. Have you seen that?" I said, "No, I haven't." "Sorry." She says, "Oh, if you're going to preach on the kingdom of heaven, you better get this and look at it. Because Dr. Jesse Duplantis went to heaven, came back, and then told us all about it." I said, "He did? Okay. Well, do you have it?" "Yes, I do." "Well, would you give it to me?" "Sure." And I took it home and I watched it. But you know what? Dr. Jesse said that he's a TV evangelist. You've seen him. He's from Louisiana. And he's very good. He's a funny guy. But anyhow, he said that without question that one day he was just walking around doing what he does and was whooshed up into heaven and was there for 6 days. And while he was there, he met Jesus and Moses, and he met Abraham and lots of others that we know about in the Bible. And he came back with one particular message is that Jesus said, told him, said, "I'm coming." Well, of course, we already know that. But as he described that which was happening to him, as he described everything in heaven, all of the golden, you know, streets and the beautiful, everything was wonderful. He did exactly the same thing that Jesus did, and he does exactly the same thing that we do. He had earthly words to talk about heavenly things. And so, if, in fact, the words about God things are hidden, and I think they are, Jesus knew that, and that's why he was always talking about things hidden. And in Matthew's gospel, he talked about you scatter the seed, and the seed is hidden in the ground, and then once it explodes, it becomes the largest shrub in the whole wide world, and even birds can rest in there or take shade up underneath the branches. I mean, and Jesus used all kinds of, I looked it up, over 100 times he used words like. He'd say, you know, sinners are like lost sheep. Now we know what he meant, don't we? But he had to use worldly words in order to talk about heavenly things. And so, with permission, I don't know whether Rick, can you put that up there on the board this time or no? He's thinking about it. I brought with me a copy of all of those, and it seemed to me that that's called talking in metaphor. And there's a whole lot of them there, and I have copies of it should you want to have a copy of your own. They're up on the board. And the reason I got that is because Saturday service, just before the worship part, I needed to take an Alka-Seltzer. And I don't know whether it was my wife's food or whether it was just being nervous being there. But anyhow, and the Alka-Seltzer says, try them, you'll like them. Now that's the logo, the advertising slogan for some of these companies. And the one I like especially was the one for Hallmark. You remember the one for Hallmark? Actually, they stole it. They stole it from John 3:16. Have you ever heard John 3:16? The Hallmark, he says, he cares enough to send the very best. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. This is another way, as a matter of fact, the worship of the unplugged is another way, among lots of ways, of finding the hidden treasures that are God's kingdom. This is just another way. And one of the things that I have forgotten, and he said so up here, is that the truth is, after we leave this service, which is a wonderful time today, when we leave this service, we're going to drive down this driveway here and leave this magnificent building with all of the holy trappings that a person could possibly want. We're going to drive to the end of the street there, and we're going to turn right or turn left, and we're going to enter into what we call the mission field. Have you ever heard that term? The mission field. And that's a place where there are people that have no idea what we're doing here. As a matter of fact, the chances of their coming through this door are slim, if any, to see even what we're doing. And even if they did come in here, you know what we would do? We would talk about holy things in holy words, church words, we'd say. Oh, welcome to the narthex of St. Joseph's Episcopal Church. And they'd say, the what? Narthex? What's the narthex? Or we might say, I said to one of the acolytes today, I said, well, just set that down on the footpace. That's what this is right here. Well, they knew what the footpace was, but it looks like to me it's just a stepstone for marble. I mean, we use holy words when most people don't. Most people don't. And it's very hard to explain holy things without earthly words. Now, Jesus did it time and time again. Noah's okay to do that. And when you leave this place, this day, and out into what we call the mission field, when they ask you about how God has changed your life, it's okay to talk just plain talk. It's okay to say just plain words. It's okay to use metaphor, because Jesus did it time and time again. And I have found, at least in my experience, that people seem to understand earthly words. I think Jesus thought that too, don't you? Because he was all the time talking about farmers and sheep and, you know, pearls and all kinds of things. He was, I think people understand earthly words far greater than they do these pious and churchy words. So today I hope, if this, there's a lot of other ones here that I especially like this one just of late. One last time, the United States Postal Service, you've probably heard their slogan, but it applies to God too, you know. Neither rain nor snow, nor sleet nor ice will keep him from his appointed destination. I think that's true. Now we know what that means, don't we? I hope this brings you a blessing in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.